the lightning talks are going to be starting out. So I'm Jacek Marki, and I'll start with the first one with where I'm going to present to you the EVM Muncher. So you see, you give me all the gas. What is it actually about? It's a tool which I'm going just to introduce to you. But first, if we have a look on some dabs, here are some dabs I took from the Dab River. And there you can see some famous dabs, and the radar showed that there are currently 1,582 dabs registered. There might be more flowing around in the chain, but this is the number which is registered there. And so we all know that executing a smart contract costs gas. Well, people will be like, yeah, we know that. Yeah. The main question is, which I ask also myself, have they been optimized actually? Or are they wasting your gas when you interact with them, right? So does the EVM actually steal your gas because the smart contract has been not optimized? No? Do you know what kind of code you're using there? Do you pay maybe more gas than you should have? So we build actually a tool. It looks like this. Here you have the EVM Muncher. What you do is, all you have to do is just type in the address of the smart contract, and it tells you gas execution, how much gas it wastes actually during the execution time, and also how much gas it wastes during the deployment time. Yeah. So, well, what you have to do is type in the smart contract address, well, you need MetaMask installed, and you just type it in. And then you can see it can be Robson, it can be mainnet, it can be any network, and you can just see how much of gas this smart contract is wasting. So the idea is also to put pressure on the developers that they start to think, hey, I have to optimize now my smart contracts because the people are able to see if I did a good work or not. So, yeah. Then, for example, what happens is it possible to distinguish between an account or a smart contract. So if you type in a wallet address which belongs actually to someone and just doesn't store any code, yeah, it will tell you. Yeah. So on the other hand, what does this tool do? It retrieves the bytecode from the chain, analyzes it based on some ending patterns which have been described in the paper, and just gives you then the result at the end. So you might ask, where do I find this tool? You can find it under evmmuncher.mybonvolve.de. Here's the QR code if you want to test it out. It is also on GitHub, so under mybonvolve. So feel free to extend this tool if you know any more anti-patterns. If you know what, you know, you want to make this tool maybe even better and stuff like this, feel free to contribute and make use of it. Thank you.